No, hey. Salutations, people. Salutations. I'm here today, this afternoon, to talk to you guys about that questionnaire we just ran about reincarnation, life after death, all kinds of other strange things. The reason I ask, or the reason why we're here doing this, is I'm trying to figure out a way to interact with you guys, the listeners, the viewers, the watchers, and also provide you guys with meaningful content, stuff to think about, something where there's some kind of interaction in between. Now, I think it was like literally yesterday we put this up, and I have a series of 12 questions, three of which I have a device here somewhere, where I'll go over some of your guys' responses, because I think you guys actually have had some pretty good responses, and I think it's important that we go over this type of stuff, because all the while this stuff is going on, everything that we see taking place in the world, right? The highest form of revolution is spiritual peace. If they cannot offend you, if they cannot get to you, then they are not a threat, you see? And so when we go over this kind of content, when we're talking about this type of stuff, this is just stuff I want you guys to think about in the back of your head. You know, this time frame that we have, the time that we're here, is it all that we have? Should we really be focusing on all this other nonsense? Is it worth our time? Is it worth our energy? I don't know. You know, I legit don't know. But I'll tell you this, the more focused I become by doing this, the more I see my thought process changing, the more I start thinking about different ways of, you know, how we're affecting this, what's actually taking place, the changes that we're making, and da-da-da-da-da, here and so forth. So with that being said, let's start the episode, or start this little mini-cast. So the first question I asked right out the gate was if you believed in reincarnation. I had 561 of you that said yes, and 343 that said no. I think when looking at reincarnation period, I think a lot of people have it's a very powerful thing to think about. The fact that you could have been here before, the fact that your choices did matter prior to you making the choices that you're going to make after listening to this. I think that's a very powerful thing for people to try to conceptualize, you know, just like the concept of freedom, the fact that you are responsible for your own successes, failures, happiness, sadness, all of it. You are responsible for all of it. People don't want to accept that responsibility because then that means that they actually have to do things. They have to change. They have to be better. And so when we look at reincarnation, or at least when I look at reincarnation, some of the great responses that we got were people saying, hey, you know, reincarnation is real because you didn't learn the lesson the first time. Yeah, that could be real. That could be that. Or you didn't finish certain obligations or certain soul contracts and things like this. You know, then you have people who say, all of this reincarnation talk, freedom, it's that new age bullshit. You need to stop that. You're over here perpetuating a new age religion. I feel that. But if that were the case, why would there literally be studies about children who have come back being able to remember their past lives? Why would, like, bundles of people, and you can go out there and go do the research yourself, there are literally towns that get reborn in different bodies, people that are just like, hey, I remember you before you were you. I remember your essence. I remember you were my neighbor, you see. And I have the links to this stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I keep on the phone and on my own servers that I don't post out here to you guys because, first off, a lot of people aren't ready to talk about these types of things. Secondly, I don't know how to get this information out to you. Third, you know, this is a lot of stuff that people need to investigate themselves. But to kind of finish things off with just this question, do you believe in reincarnation? I do. I think it's something that people need to pay attention to. Before I started doing all this stuff, right, I had had past life regressions. I had had my aura looked at. I had had all that other kind of somewhat pseudo-spiritual, pseudo-religious stuff taking place. I was told I was a dolphin. You know, that I wasn't even a human, that I was a dolphin. Maybe I was a merman, you know, who knows? And then you get into the discussion of Atlantis and humanoid existences and things like this. My point is this, we are not the only iteration of humans here. We can check our history and see how there have been other iterations and other variations of humanity. We're just the most recent thing that we can pay attention to. All right, so moving on. Next question. Do you believe in life after death? I had 822 of you that said yes, and only 142 that said no. So a lot of people actually do believe in life after death. That's pretty sweet. Why is that sweet? If you guys, because we have new listeners and new followers every single day, for people that are paying attention that haven't been, go back and listen to my paranormal perspective. I think we're at volume 5 or 6 now. But we tackle some of the stuff, you know, dealing with life after death, the supernatural, the paranormal, the hyperdimensional, and all this crazy stuff, right? I love it. I really do love it. Life after death. What is death? That was another question. That's the third question I ask is, are you afraid of death? What is death? Some people have called it the transition. You see, why have the ancient Egyptians studied so much of death? Why do they literally have the book of death? Because they study it. They've studied what it actually means for humanity, what's going on in that transition in between, and how we're affected. Death is the beginning. I also asked that question later on. What is the purpose of birth and rebirth, you see? These are all things that we need to think about. So, what life after death? Yeah, man. Hell yeah, it's real. You know, and I'm not talking about, you know, ghosts or demons or entities like that. You know, we can if you want to. But what I'm trying to say is there's something about the existence that carries on in realms that we can't comprehend. I mean, myself, I'm constantly trying to study, you know, what is the soul? What is the mind? What is the body? What is the id? What is the super id? You know, what are these different aspects that we're interacting with? I can't just be human. I know that shit. I can't just be human. There's something else to me. All right, so moving on to question number 4. How long has humanity been here? I don't know. You know, people have said, let me see if I can get to some of these. People have said thousands of years, millions of years. I don't know. I won't claim to know. But I will say it's at least over 2,000. That's why they have BC and AD, before Christ and after his death. And then you got to think about what was written, what was history before history was written, whenever it was just spoken word. You know, what was history before it was carved into rocks and all this other stuff? You know, what is ancient archaeology? Why are we just now figuring out that the Great Pyramids of Giza are able to redirect electromagnetic frequencies and currents? Why are we just now playing catch up to history? I don't know. And I find that stuff so fascinating. And the reason I ask that question in the context of all those others is when looking at reincarnation, looking at our history, looking at what makes us, could we have discovered reincarnation? Could we have literally mastered or figured out this type of high spiritual science, you know, this magic at some degree? Could we have figured this out, you know, to this day? And you can check certain conspiratorial forums and circles. You'll find people that say consciousness transference is very real. What we're talking about these days, and I think that's why looking at the concept of reincarnation, life after death, and all this other spiritual stuff is important. What we're looking at today is them literally trying to extract your mental, your essence, your consciousness, and transfer it to this digital box that you are in. You see, and outside of that, this is the long-term thing, is to extract your essence from your body and then put it into a avatar or some kind of matrix. You can go down some pretty deep rabbit holes looking at what it means to be human, as well as the plan of those in control to try to extract our humanity. Some say that the moon is what traps us here, keeps us in this reincarnation cycle. You know, there's a lot of different things to look at, but what we're faced with today, and this might not seem like it, but we're literally looking at the forerunner to having humanity absorbed into some kind of matrix. I think that's the easiest way to explain it to people. This is not only in my research, this is in other people's research. Look at that movie that recently came out, Ready Player One. You know, obviously the Matrix and everything else. But what I'm trying to illustrate by pointing out these different types of things is how they show you what their long-term plan is. That while we're here operating corporeally here in the three-dimensional world, they would like to extract us to a digital world in which they are the masters. A digital reality in which they control things. This is why you literally have Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, and all these other places meeting up today. But I digress. The question was this: how long has humanity been here? I'm not sure, but I think in the time frame that we have been here, we have been able to master other aspects of living, consciousness, transference, reincarnation, and everything else along these lines. If you look at the mystery schools, the Freemasons, and all these other people that take away information, you have got to understand that these people willingly take this up. They understand they are separating us from source. You see. Moving on. Next question. Is consciousness local? Is consciousness local? Am I my consciousness? Is my body a representation of my consciousness? I don't know, man. I've always found that like very crazy to think about. If my brain doesn't dictate that I'm me, what dictates who I am? What happens when you go to sleep? How are you dreaming but you're shut down? How are you still being fed information while your body is no longer active, so to speak? This ties into more of the concept of where we operate, how we are, what humanity is, and the realms in which we operate. Is consciousness local? I really could not tell you. What we're seeing now, though, because of the advent of technology, social media, the internet, Skype, Instagram Live, all these other tools, is we're seeing the injection of consciousness into the collective consciousness, so to speak. There's a knowledge base in which everybody pulls information from. Some have called it the Akashic Records, the Hall of Records, the collective consciousness, the etheric field, the aether. You see, there's a term for it, but people interact with it in different ways. If your consciousness is local, that means that you have a kind of etheric field in which every kind of information that you're interacting with kind of defines your consciousness or is relative to your consciousness. But what's happening now, because of things like the internet, social media, they're injecting all kinds of different thoughts into this collective consciousness that we're pulling from. So again, you have to ask yourself, what is humanity? Who are we? How are we alive? How are we existing? I'll say this and then I'll move on. I have crystals in the studio that you guys can't see right now. And what I've talked about when looking at just the spectrums of light, the supernatural, and how we perceive things. You know, what's that iconic Pink Floyd album? I forget, what's it called? What is it called? What is that one where it's like a pyramid? I'm not doing Illuminati shit. It's like a pyramid, there's light coming through it, psh, and it scatters off. What is that Pink Floyd album? God dang it. It's escaping me. Oh, but anyway, I'm sure you guys will remember. Dark Side of the Moon. Boom. Thank you, I am Lapazo. Shout out to Serious Knowledge. My team. Yeah. Thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. You guys are all sweet. I'm glad we got some metal fans here. That's what's up. Or at least some good rock fans. Some good music fans. Dark Side of the Moon. Dark Side of the Moon is the perfect representation of what I feel like humanity could be. If you yourself are the prism, or you yourself are the triangle, mind, body, and spirit, right? Your essence is that one white light. The spectrums in which you can operate are the ways that you can be, or the ways in which humanity becomes, you see. So, is consciousness local? I'm not necessarily sure. I don't know. Moving on. Question number 6. Do you believe, and that's you, do you believe we are spirits experiencing the life of a human? I had 626 say yes, and 162 say no. So the majority of people believe that indeed we are spirits experiencing the life of a human. Why do I say that? Look at basically everything else that we talked about prior to this. Again, I would have to refer back to my paranormal perspective, where we have talked about not necessarily astral traveling, but again, the realms in which humanity operate. You'll have people that will have past lives, of being other entities, of being other creatures, of being different things. But I think a lot of people are understanding that we come from this. If we come from the source and we are splintered off, as I just mentioned before with the Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Moon, if we are splintered off from the source, we have to go back to someplace. This is, again, where it talks about this recycling aspect, where we talk about reincarnation. Where does life come from? If we do die, and then we're reborn, where is basically that point in time where things are changing? Because I'm weird, and because I like to read a lot of strange things, I've read some accounts of people who have had past life regressions or even abduction experiences, who have said that they feel like it's as if they have the technology to pull a spirit from a body and then place it in a waiting room with other spirits. There's people that have been able to say they've seen other spirits and other people, but not in their body. They were able to recognize that it was another consciousness, but just not, I guess, not, it didn't have corporeal flesh. It didn't have a body, but it had awareness that they were able to interact with, you know. And so what I'm trying to illustrate by talking about this type of stuff is there are other experiences and other people who come back from these near-death experiences, these out-of-body experiences, these astral travels, these abduction experiences, who talk about different stages, or at least different spectrums of your consciousness and where it interacts. You know, this is why you guys can't see it, but I have a printed out piece of paper here that talks about the different phases of energy, and how it goes from minerals to vegetables to animals to humans and then to the divine consciousness. Again, we're talking about the spectrum of life and energy and how things interact. If we're experiencing what it means to be human, that means that in different parts and different places, we have been an amalgamation of different energies. This is why, I'll say this and then we'll move on. This is why the Aboriginals of Australia have the phrase Inlakesh, I am another you. It's the best way to describe it. We are all put on this earth to experience different things, and we have a duty to share this knowledge. Nobody does anybody good by saving things. Sketchy motherfucker. All right, moving on. Number 7 question was, what is the purpose of birth and rebirth? Now, I'm going to refer back to the, I've got this iPad right here, because I'm not even going to try to remember some of your guys's, some of your guys' responses. I'm just going to read them right here. Just give me 1 second. And don't worry, your name is safe. I won't mention you. What is the purpose of birth and rebirth? Somebody says redemption. Somebody says earth is a prison. You're stuck here until the second coming of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus Christ. Just a thought. Someone else says to learn, love, and to stop the wheel of karma. That's a good thing to talk about. Keep that in mind, guys. Karma. To have another experience until one attains enlightenment. Where is this? It's not reading all the way. Whatever. To live a life you didn't ask for. I think that's probably one of the better answers I've gotten. And I'll come back to that. Birth to ascend, rebirth to try again. Heightening consciousness to clean the slate of our past lives and to aid the universe's expansion, perspective. Death is just the end of motion, of one note, not the whole song or the strings. We aren't responsible beings. What if we lived longer? Rulers ruled longer. Of ego. If ego and how much of a joke lives are, we are incredibly blessed to be alive. But the rebirth is just a cosmic consciousness. These people, man. These people. All right. To evolve, create, and learn. Expansion. Every child is a gift from God. Great answers. Great answers, guys. But the initial question, what is the purpose of birth and rebirth? I think this, again, ties into what we were talking about before at the start of the broadcast. Why are we here? Do people even care? Why do they say that the power is in the blood, the magic is in the blood? Why is lineage so important? Why is genealogy so important? what is the purpose of being here? First and foremost, I'll say, you know, the cliche thing, you have to make your own purpose. The reason why you're here is the reason why you're here. There are other people who delve deeper into esoteric and occult mystic means of trying to divine that answer for themselves. Some people have realized or come to conclusions that there are soul contracts that we sign or that we agree to take on by being born. There's a lot of different things to look at. Personally, I think the purpose behind birth and rebirth is to show us, again, what is existence. Now, for people who think that because we are trapped in the cycle of birth and rebirth, you know, this is a prison, that we are enslaved, that we are indeed a slave race, that we are stuck here. So what does that mean? Have we become so conditioned years after years and generations after generations of just being in a slave position spiritually that we'll never break out of it? Or is the point to continually rebirth yourself so that you can break out of it? You see? You know, and a lot of these things that we have to start thinking about these days, because we kind of are reaching what seems to be like this critical mass point with consciousness, is how do we go farther? Breaking the molds. You know, this is why you have people in Silicon Valley literally doing ayahuasca and DMT, because these people who are so-called in control and in positions of power, they have to absorb the consciousness. They have to absorb the energy to figure out how to redirect it. There's a lot of multidimensional things going on here, you know. And then when you start talking about cloning and the consciousness transference and them trying to literally control reincarnation, it's pretty powerful. You know, a lot of things have not changed. The queen is still ruling. Their family, the 13 bloodlines, they're still here. So we're not really thinking about aspects like that. These people who do have an organized agenda, who try to keep things incestually inside of one another or within the family, they're aware of these deeper secrets. So there's a lot of occult stuff that you have to look at, conspiratorial stuff you have to look at, and biological stuff you have to look at. Genetic memories are a very real thing. This is why you see people today, scientists today, and engineers today, working on being able to store information in the DNA. This whole transhuman agenda that we see taking place today is actually very, very scary. They're trying to unlock the genetic codes and the secrets of humanity, and in doing so, they want to distort it. I think that we're beautiful creatures. You know, yeah, we got some problems. Yeah, we're easily controlled, but I don't think that we need to be extincted. And this ties in, again, to what I was talking about before at the start of the show, about different iterations and different variations of humanity existing. Let me get back over here to some more of these here questions. I think I've been answering number 8 all throughout the web. It was, is there more to this existence besides being human? I asked such as, but I feel like people have already answered that, so I'm going to push past that one. If indeed we are constantly dying to be reborn again, are we trapped? And this was question number 9. We had 296 votes for yes and 351 votes for no. So we had some people, this was one of the rare occasions where people actually believed that we weren't trapped. And I actually think that's pretty badass, because then that means that we have a chance to escape. We have a chance to do something different. And if we sit here and put it in our mind that we cannot succeed and that we cannot grow outside of this, then we haven't learned anything. We haven't learned anything. Question 10. Can we be anything other than human? Now, I think this is something that we've kind of been touching on throughout like the entirety of the broadcast. And it kind of brings me to a good point, to be honest. Something I kind of want to touch on. Give me 1 second. So, this is, can we be anything other than human? That again ties into like that reincarnation question. Like, what are we doing? Like, what is going on with us? Like, where are we receiving our present moment? Where are we understanding things? One of the answers we got is, not on Earth, at least. or one of the answers we got, is not on Earth, at least. We can be anything other than human, just not on Earth. I was like, what? Damn, that's good. Damn, that's a good response. Because it's simple, and it's true. To me, it's true. I look at, and I talk to some flat earthers about this. You know, I look at the flat earth model, and it's just like, okay, still, if we are in a dome and there are four pillars holding us up, what's underneath the pillars? What's outside of the dome? Okay? Is that space? Are those hyperdimensional waters, you see? We can't just say we can't get off of Earth because, you know, Antarctica's encasing us all, therefore we need to stop exploring everything else. Space, too. You know, we can look at the depths of the ocean, man, like it's crazy. But I'm still asking the question, what's outside the dome? This brings me to my point of, can we be anything other than human? If we are indeed made of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, potassium, and sulfur, right? These are all chemicals and minerals that can be found here on planet Earth, right? They might not be found elsewhere, but if this is the chemical composition found here for humanity on Earth, then correct, we can only be human here on Earth. But outside of the dome, in space, in other realms where a body is not needed, we don't have to be human, you see. This ties into, again, question number 6. Do you believe we are spirits experiencing a human life, or the life of a human? Can we be anything other than human? What is our existence? You see, what is dreaming? What is life? To jump back to the Aboriginals of Australia, they believe dream time is the real reality. They think that when we're sleeping, that's the real reality. What's happening right now is fake. It's a projection of something larger. And so you have to ask yourself, if we are the architects of our future and we choose not to be human, what else can we be? This is where you get people saying that we're gods. This is why in the Bible it says, you know you, that you will know what it's like to be gods, to be creators. There's a lot of different ways to answer that, but I think the simplest way to say it is that we are only able to be human here on Earth. Question 11 is, do you believe in past lives? 552 have said yes, 232 said no. You know, and I think, again, that kind of ties into everything that we've been going over in this broadcast. What is life? How would you even know if you had lived a previous life? You see, I have on my back right here, I have like what looks to be like a gunshot close to my spine. And for people who pay attention to this kind of stuff, they say that birthmarks are indicators of where you were killed in your past life. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But I think these are interesting tales that have been passed down not only from modern generations, but from other cultures, ancient history. How would we know if we've lived past lives? Why do we shake this type of stuff off? You know, is it the desensitization? You know, is it that we don't really care? You know, why do we not really care about history? Why has this literally been like embedded into us to not give a shit about what is going on? And to not care about where we come from and where we're going. Like, I don't understand that. And it's very dangerous. That's why we're doing this broadcast, is because this is stuff that requires actual thought. You know, what would you do? What would you do if you knew you had kings, queens, peasants, servants, blood running through you? Would you act like a king? Would you act like a queen? Would you act with some dignity? Or would you just not give a shit? Would you just take more selfies? You see what I'm saying? And so this is why it's all important. Past lives, genealogy, blood, reincarnation, all these things are important. If you were here before, did you learn your lesson? Did you see the people in play? Still, I mean, I talk about this all the time with the guests or with people in my real world. You know, what is this controlling factor? Why does it keep surfacing? If it's not the queen, if it's not the church, if it's not government, why does this shit keep surfacing? Why did the Jews kill in Jesus? You see, so again, why is this here? Why can't we have liberation? Why can't we have freedom? We can have freedom as long as I'm operating within the 140 characters approved statements by Twitter, you see. So this is all stuff that I have to think about, or that I do think about, that I think everybody should think about. Do you believe in past lives? Have we been here? Have you learned the lesson? Are we trying to do anything different? Who knows? Last question. And this was a close, it was a close one. Might as well have been 50-50. But the question 12 is, do you think it is possible to transfer your consciousness to another body? I do. I've seen, well, not seen. And somebody brought up a great point about this. Transferring consciousnesses to other bodies, past lives and things like this, because we do pay attention to the supernatural, paranormal, the occult, the mystic stuff like this. You know, some people have said people who have memories of past lives are usually possessed. People who think that they can transfer their bodies to other consciousnesses, those are usually either practicing occultists, practicing witches, practicing priests, or practicing people who do this type of stuff. To project your consciousness elsewhere can be done in an occult sense. Now, I'm not going to sit up over here and tell you guys to go do that. Go research it if you're curious about it. I'm very skeptical about that type of stuff, because you're basically leaving your body open for other energies and other entities to come through. But if this can be done in a magical sense, I'm sure it can be reproduced technologically, and that's the time frame that we're at. We have to understand that not only are we dealing with centuries-old knowledge, but we also have technology that's basically pushing this stuff, propelling this stuff into the future. And a lot of people think that, you know, a lot of people think that it's not important, and they're not really understanding the depths at which all this affects us. But that's, again, why I'm trying to talk to you guys about them literally cutting us off from source, cutting us off from humanity, cutting us off from our roots, cutting us off from where we're supposed to be. You see, this ties back into what I was talking about at the start of the show. If say that we were able to actually understand reincarnation, understand death, birth, and rebirth, right? That would be a pretty magical thing, a pretty powerful thing. That's some knowledge that couldn't be taken away. What could you do with that if you could just continually keep living? You would literally be able to become a god, essentially. In theory, you would essentially become god of the realm if you were able to continually die and then be reborn. Like, there would be nothing that you wouldn't be able to do. But if we have people here who have this information and are conducting these types of things, they're only going to spread it amongst themselves to become the literal elite that control this world. If they can separate us, because these are natural human abilities, death and rebirth, reincarnation, birthing yourself, right? If they can separate us from ourselves, there's nothing to worry about. They will be the original humans. They will be the only people that have access to this knowledge and will perpetuate the genealogy. If they can effectively separate us from the source, absorb us into this matrix, have us basically forego our bodies and absorb ourselves into whatever they decide to put us, the cloud, the matrix, whatever it is, then they will have won. They will have effectively not beaten death, but staved it off, you see. And so for me, there's a lot of different things that I have to look at when just looking at the concept of reincarnation. Is this true? It can't just be something simple. Why does it keep popping up in history? Why does it keep popping up in modern day times? You see. But yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it. We may do more of these kind of article polls. We got a lot of feedback, obviously, while I'm sitting here talking with you guys. We got a decent amount of feedback regarding doing these kind of article polls. And like I said before at the start of the broadcast, I'm trying to figure out how to interact with you, the viewers, the listeners, and the watchers, but at the same time, give you guys like purposeful, meaningful content and stuff to actually think about. I'm not here to say, you know, go follow some bull stuff, you know, go waste your time over here. I'm here to make you think. I'm here to try to help, you know, get us to where we need to go, not sitting here just playing around in this pool of blah. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't know. We'll figure out more stuff. I'll try to figure out a way to interact with you guys more. I hate that there's a lot of people that ask me questions here. I wish there was a way that I could, like, set up, like, some kind of shit where you guys could just like ask me questions and I'll answer it later. But everybody always wants to ask questions like while I'm live, and I don't do that because I already got the questions right here. I already got the stuff that we're going over, and I would obviously get all tripped up over here. But yeah, like I said, we'll do more of these. I think we got a good response. Seems like everybody else liked it. Feel free to let me know what you guys think. Either hit me up in the DM or let me know in the comments with the rest of the time that we have. Other than that, if you guys have any questions, check out our website, subscribe to our podcast. I don't know how people still don't know that we have a podcast, Factions of Freedom. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, TuneIn, Podbean, Stitcher, we're everywhere, every major podcasting platform. Go check out this week's episode. It's live. Go check out the episode with Vegan Takeover. Go look at all the work we do, okay? Get the fuck off of social media and realize that they are trying to keep you ingrained here. They don't want you to grow. Everything we are doing, everything I'm doing, is to give you guys the information to learn more. So, yeah, if you guys have any questions, check out all the content we have before you ask me. And remember, guys and gals, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction. Out.